Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Tes. We learned that Chizkiyahu HaMelech became deathly ill at the beginning of the Perek, and Yeshaya HaNovi visited him and told him that's it. He was going to die. Kimesa Tavalo Sichye, he was going to die and he wouldn't live in the world to come because he didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. He didn't want to have children because he saw that his son was going to be no good. And he did tshuva and he davened and he was told that Hashem said, Hinini Yosef al Yomecha, I'm going to add to your life another 15 years. And not only that, but Hashem did a miracle, V'zelecha ha'os me'is Hashem, and he did a sign from Hashem that the sun that was close to setting, it was at the end of the day, turned back 10 hours. And all of a sudden it became daytime. Which we will discuss, hopefully, toward the end of the shiur again. But right now in Pasuk Tes, Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Tes, Chizkiyahu has been healed and he writes a letter. Michtov l'Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. This is a letter written by Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda Bachaloso when he became sick, Vayechi Mecholyo, and he recuperated from his illness. He wrote the following letter. This is a letter, as the Targum says, Aksav Oda'a, a letter of thanks. A letter of thanks to Hashem for his miraculous recovery. And it's a letter, in general, we see the way a tzaddik like Chizkiyahu reacted and the way he directed all of his thanks and his commitment for the future, that he'll spend the rest of his life praising Hashem. The fact that he had this recovery. Ani Omarti, I said, Bidmi Yomai, with my days cut short, Elecha Bishari Shaol, I'll go to the gates of the grave. Pukadati Yeser Shnosoi, the rest of my years will be missing. I'm going to be deprived of the rest of my life. It seems like this is what he said when he was sick. Bidmich yomai, when my days were being cut off. And he knew that his days were being cut off. First of all, there were many nevuos that were said pertaining to what Chizkiyahu would accomplish. In fact, way back in the times of Yerovam ben Nevat, who was the first king over the 10 tribes, Yerovam ben Nevat, over there was a story that he built an altar, and the Navi came, the prophet came, and said, there's later on going to be somebody, Yoshiyahu. There's going to be a righteous king later who's going to come, and he's going to burn, he's going to destroy this idol, he's going to burn the bones of all the priests that serve the idol. This Yoshiyahu was going to be a descendant of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. But Chizkiyahu didn't have any children yet. So, and yet he's definitely ill, and it seems like he's imminently going to die. We'll see in a moment. He thought he wouldn't live till the morning. And yet it was foretold there was going to be future kings that would come out from him. He knew his days were being cut short. He was only 39 years old at the time. Because we know he lived another 15 years, and he ended up living 54 years total. So he was 39 years at the time. And he said, Bidmi Yomai, I realize that my days are being cut short. And Elecha, in this situation, at this young age, I'll now go Bishari Shaol. I'm going to go to the gates of the grave. Pukadati, I've been deprived, Yeser Shnosoi, of the rest of my years. I'm not going to merit to live out my full lifetime. And again, he realized this was because of his sin. The Navi had come and said that he deserved it because he wasn't keeping all the mitzvos. Another explanation is pukadati. The Targum says, pukad is to remember. Like Vashem pukad asara. Pukadati, And then all of a sudden Chizkiyo said, it's as if Hashem remembered me for good. Al dochroni letav, my remembrance went up for good, the Targum says. Pukadati, I was remembered, and all of a sudden, from my deathly state, yes, there's Shnosoi, also, and I see I have many years ahead of me, and I've recovered. Amarti, I said, lo ereka, I will not see God anymore. I won't see Hashem. Ka be'eretz hachayim, God in the land of the living, meaning here in this world. Lo abid adam od im yoshvei chodel, I will not again behold a man. I will no longer see people. Im yoshvei chodel, with inhabitants of the earth. My existence on this world has ended. That's what Chizkiyo said when he was sick. Some say amarti lo ereka. Some said I won't see Hashem means there's a special, and the truth is these few psukim, the Malbim is very philosophical and very, very difficult to understand exactly the concepts, what he's saying. But the truth is, what he seems to convey is the idea that in this world we're able to see Hashem in a certain sense that cannot be seen in the next world. Meaning, if we would try to describe to a blind person what the color of the sunset is, what colors are. But if he's never seen colors, it just doesn't understand it. In other words, if somebody's never seen the color orange, how do you describe orange? If he hasn't seen any colors, you know, if he's seen some, you can discuss it. It's somewhere in between a yellow and a red, you know, you mix it up. But if you haven't seen yellow, you haven't seen red, you can't grasp any colors. And in this world, we have, there's an existence of things that there's substance and there's matter and there's things that grow and progress over the years. They become older, they decay, they decompose. We have an awareness of time. In the next world, there are no senses. There are no, it's just the understanding of Hashem is on a different level. But amarti lo ereka, I said, I won't be able to see Hashem. Ka be'eretz hachayim, I won't be able to see Hashem like we see Him in this world. In this world we don't see Hashem Himself, but we become aware of Hashem's existence through the way we see the world is controlled, through the... We see occasionally things that seem miraculous. We see divine providence, how the course of history is guided. And we have a certain awareness of Hashem that obviously is not in the world to come. There it's a different type of awareness. But amarti lo ereka, I said I won't see Hashem at all. He was told, ki mei sata, he's going to die in this world. And he won't live in the world to come. He won't see Hashem at all. And certainly not ka be'eretz hachayim. He won't see Hashem as he's seen in this world of the living. Lo abit adam od. I'll no longer behold, I'll no longer see people. Im yoshvei chodel, with inhabitants of the earth. Ibn Ezra says, he mentions the pleasures that a person has in this world. There's a pleasure a person has when he becomes aware that Hashem is part of his life and he's aware of Hashem's manifesting himself in this world. That's a certain pleasure that a person has. And then there's another pleasure. The pleasure of just being together with your friends. Being able to see those people that care for you. I think the pleasures he's talking about is like the ruchnius, the spiritual pleasures that we experience in this world. The pleasures of an awareness of Hashem, an awareness of people, of the people, liosim chaveirov, as the Ibn Ezra says. But Chizkio said, that's all leaving me. I realize, lo abid odom odim yoshve chodel. I'll no longer see my friends, I'll no longer see people. Together with the yoshve chodel, those that dwell on this earth. The neshama, the truth is, a neshama, even when he's in Olam Haba and he's enjoying all the pleasures of the next world, he wants to have a connection to this world. The idea of Yibum, that if there's brothers and one dies without children, so the other brother does Yibum, is explained in the Meforshim and the Balei Kabbalah, that a person wants to have some existence in this world, to carry on after him. It's like almost like, and the neshama, the Malbim says this in Rus, in Perek Gimel, the neshama is holy and spiritual. And the neshama can't be in this world, which is so mundane. Imagine if you had to walk in the mud. So you wouldn't feel comfortable walking barefoot in the mud. You'd want to put on your rubbers or boots or something to shield you from that dirt. So when the neshama wants to be in this world, it's almost as if it needs a shoe. It needs something to protect it from going in the mud of this world in its pristine condition of being a neshama. That's why when you'll find if a person's in a holy place, it says, Shal no lecha mi'al raglecha, he can take off his shoes. Because it's as if his neshama could trod directly on the earth. He doesn't need to have any footwear. The ground itself is holy and is fitting for the neshama. And therefore somebody, if the brother doesn't want to do Yibum, he doesn't want a child to be born that will carry on the name of the deceased, but the chalitz is done. His shoe is removed as if to show that he's no longer able to tread in this world. But the neshama has a desire to be part of this world. And Chizkio said, I realized my life was coming to an end. Amarti lo ereka, I won't see Hashem. Kob Eretz HaChayim, to see Hashem in the land of the living. The Ma'ari Kora says, and Rashi also alludes to it, we learned that he became sick 3 days before Pesach. And it's literally as if his world was collapsing on him. His body was ready to die. Physically, he was ready to die. Outside, Sancheiriv's army was near Yerushalayim. And he had a numerous army in the millions that were ready to, and they had conquered the rest of the world. It was ready, just Yerushalayim was left. And this was right before Pesach. And on Pesach we sing Hallel. And that year especially, the Hallel, when they were delivered, when they were saved, that Hallel was special. As the Ma'ari Kora says, and we say in Hallel, Lo ha-meisim yahallelu ka. The dead do not praise ka. The name used for Hashem, the Yud, together with the Hey, that name ka is not used by the dead. Lo ha-meisim yahallelu ka. And Chizkio said, I felt as if I was going to die. I wouldn't make it to Pesach. I wouldn't make it to sing that Hallel. Like, and come to the Beis HaMikdash and to sing the Hallel on Pesach. This praise that's done by the living. Because Lo HaMesim Yehallelu Ka, the dead don't praise using that name Ka. Amarti Lo Ereka, Ka Ve'eretz HaChaim. I won't see Hashem and I won't be able to praise Him in the land of the living. Lo abid odom odim yoshvei chodel. I won't be able to behold, to see people anymore with the yoshvei chodel, those that inhabit this earth. The word chodel is an unusual word for earth. Usually it's called eretz, is the land, but Chodel could be as like the word choled, is also a word used for the earth. Ibn Ezra says the word chodel can mean to stop, to come and bring an end to. Chizkio is saying in a certain sense this world is called the Yoshvei Chodel. We all dwell in a situation That's temporary. We're not in this world forever. This is a place of Yoshvei Chodel, where people dwell on a temporary basis, like the Pasuk Mechodel Oni. And therefore, since we're here temporarily, that's what the world is called. But Chizkiyo said, I still want to have a connection. I want to be in this world, short-lived as it is. Pasuk Yud Beis. Dori nisav and niglamini. The word dori, some learn it is like the word medura, a dwelling place. Dori nisav and niglamini. My dwelling was removed. Venigla, an exiled mini from me. My abode in this world has also seemed to be distanced. It's like I'm leaving the world of my dwelling is far away. Ka'ohel roi, like the tent of a shepherd. A shepherd pitches his tent, the animals eat up all the grass, and then he moves on. And when he picks up his tent, he'd never know that he was in this place. It's not like it was he leaves behind the foundation of a house. It's just a simple makeshift tent. And so too, I feel like I'm uprooted from the world without leaving any remembrance, without having a part of the world anymore. Another explanation in Dori is as if the B'nai Hador, the people of my generation, a door is a generation. It's like all of my comrades, every one of my generation seem to be separating from them and to be leaving them. And the Malbim, who puts a strong stress on the words of Lashon HaKodesh, says the truth is, Dor, a generation, is a person's lifespan is a generation. His father is the generation before, his son is the generation after. Everybody's lifespan is his generation. And has a life cycle. He enters the world, he grows, and then eventually he is nifter and he leaves the world. It's a life cycle. It goes from birth to death. He grows and then he leaves the world. The word kadur is a ball in Hebrew, because it also goes around. Kadur goes around like the lifespan goes around from like the little baby who he's not part of the world, and he grows and then he eventually again departs the world. But it's like this round, like a kadur. But dori, my existence, my life, but it's called his door, Nisa v'niglamini, was removed and exiled from me, ka'ohel roi, like the shepherd's tent. Kipadati ka'oreg chayai. The word kipadati ka'oreg chayai. One explanation is, my life was shortened, ka'oreg, like a weaver. A weaver weaves the fabric, and there's a sense of haste. Either it means that, in general, the weaving process happens very quickly. You set up the loom with all of the chassis, you have the warp and the woof, and you have the thread set up, and the shuttle has to go, and the weaving process goes back and forth quickly. If you look at your shirt, you look at your garment, and you imagine how many times the thread had to go back and forth in order to weave a fabric. It's done very quickly, the weaving. Or it means when the weaver finishes, he quickly cuts the fabric off of the loom. It's not a difficult thing to cut right off. It happens quickly. But my life seemed to rush like the weaving process. Kipadati cha'oreg chayai. I have shortened my life like a weaver. Or ka'oreg, Rashi brings an explanation. It was like a swift flowing river, like a rushing current. But my life seems to be cut short quickly. And he takes the blame for it. Kipadati, like I have shortened it. Because he realized again it was that he had a good reason for it. I mean, he felt justified. He knew his son was going to be terrible. And that's why he didn't want to have a son. But the Navi said that he was wrong for making this conscious decision that he didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah of Pruravu. I shortened my life, ka'ol ro, like a weaver. Kipadati ka'oreg chayai. Midala yivatzeini. from sickness, Yivatzeini, Hashem will end my existence. Dala either means sickness, or another explanation is Dala means to be elevated. The Targum says, Miyakar Malchusi, from the honor of my kingdom, I'm the king over Klal Yisrael, and then immediately my life is taken away. Midala, from this high point. It's strange that the same word seems to have two opposite meanings. Either Midala means from my weak state, my sick condition, my life will be finished, or it means from my position as king. Yivatzeini, Hashem will end me. Miyom ad laila tashlimeini, from morning to night you put an end to me. Either it means that he didn't think he would live another day. I thought from the beginning of the day, by the time night falls, I won't be living anymore. Miyom ad laila tashlimeini, that he'll put an end to me from morning to night. Or it means my days and my nights have been finished. That's it. I thought that this was the end of my life. Shivisi ad boker. When the night came, I thought I wouldn't live till the night. And then the night did come. Shivisi ad boker koari. So, shivisi ad boker. When the sickness came, I said, well, it looks like I'm still here. At least I got maybe till the morning. By the morning I won't be living anymore. Chizkiyo thought, Shivisi ad boker, I placed my extension of life till the morning. But ko'ari, like a lion, king yishaber kol atzmosoi, my bones have been crushed. Miyom ad lailoi tashlimeini, from the day till the night, tashlimeini, and even the next morning came, he figured again, by the night time, tashlimeini, it'll be an end to his life. Or kamin shivisi ad boker, I strengthened myself, I placed my bones till the morning, kari, like a lion, I really put forth an effort to try to get over this sickness, and I strained myself to overcome the physical limitations, and to somehow, if a sick person thinks positive and feels that he can do it, and he just gives that extra energy, I felt that would save me. Shivisi ad boker kwari. I place myself till morning that I'll fight this sickness like a lion. But the more I strained, it just drained that remaining strength. Kein yishaber kol atzmosoi, so my bones were broken. Miyom ad laila tashlimeini, from the day till the night, I felt like I would be ended. Kisus ogur, kainat saftseif. Kisus ogur, these are names of different types of birds. Here they translate it like a swallow in the art scroll, like a swallow and a crane. So I will chirp. Ege chayona, I moan like a pigeon. And I felt from the tremendous pain that I have, I wasn't able to speak clearly and forcefully my pleads and my davening. And it was like chirping of a bird. I was just in a weakened state. Kisus ogur, like these birds, kainat saftseif. So do I chirp. Ege chayona, and I moan like a pigeon or a dove. Dalu einai lamorom, I lifted my eyes. In that state, where did I turn? How did I hope to somehow pull through? I raised my eyes. Dalu einai lamorom. I lifted my eyes to Hashem, to the One on High. Hashem, oshkoli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, snatch it away from me. Take away my illness. Orveini. Either Orveini means like be my security. Guarantee my life. Give me some assurance that you're backing me up. Like an Erovon is a security, a guarantee when somebody gets a loan. You get an Orev, a cosigner. Orveini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be my surety. Or it means Arveini, Hashem, make it pleasant for me that I shouldn't be suffering. Ashkali, snatch away the sickness, Arveini, and make life pleasant again. This is the way Chizkiyahu HaNavi felt when he was suffering in his sickness. He again relives the pain. In other words, he's now better. When he writes this letter, he's recovered. But again, he thinks, and to really appreciate the desperation of his situation and just how bitter his lot in life was at that moment. And then he continues in Pasuk Tesvav, Mo Adaber, what could I say? What could I say to Hashem? V'omar li v'hu asa. Hashem said to me, He said to me that I would be healed. V'hu asa. And He did it. Baruch Omer Va'ose, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and then He does, and He promised me life. Edade kol shnosai. I'll let all of my sleep leave me. Almar nafshi. When I think about the bitterness of my life, how bitter it was, and how Hashem comforted me, and once again gave me a new lease on life, and I was recovered. Edade kol shnosai. I'll drive away, I'll leave all of my sleep. Im etein shnos le'enai. Shina, the sleep. Edade kol shnosai. Or it could be, shnosai comes from the word years. Edade kol shnosai. I'll spend all of my years wandering and searching and trying to express my thanks to Hashem, Almar Nafshi, for that bitterness of my life that all of a sudden Hashem has taken away and Hashem has once again given me health. Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. Hashem said about all the dead that all the dead will have. Al kol ha-meisim, as the Matsuda says, Al kol ha-meisim gozer Hashem sheyamdu bischiya. The dead will have a resurrection. There'll be a tchiyas ha-meisim. Hashem, as if Hashem said, Aleihem, concerning them, yichyu, they will live. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said the dead will live. Ulechol bohen, but the first one of all of those dead, Ulechol Behen, from all of them, where do we see Tchiyas HaMeisim? Chizkiyahu said, I feel like I'm that example. Chaye Ruchi, the life of my spirit. I was also just about dead. So you're right, all the dead will have their Tchiyas HaMeisim. But V'chol Ulechol Behen, but like first amongst them is Chaye Ruchi. My own life. You should heal me and cure me. Edade kol shnosai. The Malbim says, Edade kol shnosai. I felt like edade is to jump over. I felt my life was on fast forward, that I would have had ordinarily a longer life, and at the moment of sickness, I felt edade kol shnosai, as if my years were being jumped over. Almar nafshi, with my bitterness. And I thought I was missing out on life, and I was skipping over that whole, the next 15 years, that once again he will be granted. Hine l'shalom. Mar li mar. When I was sick, what I was hoping for peace, hinei l'shalom, my desire, my longing for peace, mar li mar, but bitter it was bitter. Va'ato chashakto nafshi, but you desired my life. Mishachas b'li, that it shouldn't decompose, it shouldn't be wasted away. Mishachas, in the grave. Ki hishlachto acharei gevcha. you've cast behind your back kol chato'oi, all of my sins, even though I realize my sins brought this death sentence against me, but it's almost as if I davened to you and I did tshuva. You've taken all my sins and thrown them over your back that you don't want to look at them. I'm doing my best and I'm trying. And Hashem threw the sins over his back as if to say, Kavi Yochel. But Hashem put my sins where they wouldn't be seen, because you desired my life that it shouldn't rot away, it shouldn't waste away in the grave. Hinei l'shalom, I was hoping for peace. Mar li mor. But at that point, Rashi says, Sancheiriv's had been taunting and blaspheming, he and his messenger Rav Shoke that we learned about in the earlier chapters, the earlier parakim. And Chizkiyo HaMelech was told that Sancheiriv's army would be destroyed, don't worry about him, he's going to end up going back to his land and he'll be killed over there. Hinei l'shalom, at the point that you promised me peace, that Sancheiriv's army would be destroyed. Mar li mor, but I had my own personal bitterness. Sometimes a person can hear great news that should normally cause him to dance for his friend Simcha, and he has some personal crisis that holds him back. This was good news for the Jewish people. Don't worry about the enemy. Yerushalayim will be safe. It will be peaceful. Hinei l'shalom. But Chizkiyo says, when I heard that, mar li mor, it was bitter for me. I couldn't appreciate that. I couldn't rejoice with that because I had my personal sickness. But you saved me. And now I can rejoice over my recovery. And he's going to rejoice over Sancheiriv's destruction, the enemy army. And he'll be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. Rashi says from the Gemara, Hinei l'shalom mar li mar, kishen nisbasarti shalom, when I was told there would be peace, afhu li mar, that was also bitter for me. Sharei tolu li harafua bizchus acherim, because when I was told I'd be healed, I was told it'll be in the merit of others. Komar Hashem Elokei David Avicha, and we had earlier, Lamani Laman David Avdi, Hashem says, I'm going to save Yerushalayim because it's my city. And I'm going to save Yerushalayim because that's the city of David. And Malchus Beis David, the royal house of David, will continue. And therefore Yerushalayim will be saved. The Gemara learns out from there that a person who takes the credit for himself, even if he's answered, the credit is given to others. Chizkiyo had tremendous, tremendous zechus and merits. He was one of the greatest kings that lived. But when he davened to Hashem, he davened that he should be answered, because we learned in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Gimel, remember, Eisa Sheri Salachti Lefanecha Be'emes, I went before you in truth, B'leiv Shalim, with a whole heart, Batobe Necha Asisi, and I did what was good in your eyes. Chizkiyo felt he had the zechusim to be saved. And the truth is, his tefillah was answered. But when Hashem answered him, I'm going to save Yerushalayim for my sake and the sake of David. It's always best for a person to daven, not to be saved in the merit, in your own merit. Be saved in the merit of your ancestors, be saved in the merit of Klal Yisrael, be saved in the merit of others. And if a person davens in that way, they'll tell him that you yourself are deserving. So Hinei l'shalom, I got this message from Hashem, even when I was told there would be peace. Mar li mor. But there was a bitterness in it for me, because I was told that the city will not be saved because of me. And I'm only being saved in the zechus of David, and for Hashem's sake, the sake of the Yerushalayim should be saved. So there was a bitterness in that message of peace. The word tamura means to exchange, to place one thing instead of another, almost as a play on words. But the Malbim says, Hine l'shalom, for peace, mar li mor. The word mar and mor mean two different things here. The word mar can mean bitterness. The word mar can mean like tamura, to exchange one thing for another. Mar li mor, Hashem exchanged the bitterness, and He gave me peace. Because v'ato choshakta nafshi, I can tell that you, it wasn't just that you kept me alive, but you desired my soul. Mishachas believe that it shouldn't be wasting away in the grave. Ki shlachta acharei gevcha, you threw after your back kol chatoi, all of my sins. Ki lo sho'ol todeka, because again, in the grave, ki lo sho'ol todeka, the grave won't thank you. Those that are in the grave can't thank Hashem. Moves yahalaleka, death can't praise you. Lo yisabru yor devor el amitecha, those who descend to the pit can't hope for your truth. There are certain things that we got to do now when we're alive. In the grave, it's just, we can't do that. There's a thanks for Hashem. Ki lo sha'ol todeka. In the grave won't thank Hashem. We have a lifetime to thank Hashem for all of His bounty and goodness that He showers on us. We have to thank Him. Moves yahalalecha. Moves yahalalecha. Death won't praise you. We have to praise Hashem. And lo yisabru yor devor el amitecha. We have to look forward. We have to look for the fulfillment of the truth. All of the prophecies, what Hashem said will happen, we have to hope for them. We have to look forward to them. And now I have a new lease on life, and I can fulfill this. Chai, chai, hu yodecha. The living, he should thank you, kamoni hayom, as I thank you today. Ov livonim yodia el amitecha. A father, livonim, to his children, yodia, he'll inform them, and he'll guide them, he'll teach them, yodia, he'll let them know the correct focus in life, that el amitecha, they should be focused toward your truth. That's the father's job, to bring up the young, to tell the children, chai chai, the living will praise you. And as a father to his sons, yodia el amitecha, he'll inform them to Hashem's truth. Hashem lahoshieni, Hashem said He would save me. Uneginosai nenagein, let us play my songs. Neginosai, my songs, ninagein, we will make the music of my songs. Kol yimei chayenu, all of the days of our lives, al beis Hashem, in the beis hamikdash, in the house of Hashem. The importance, the goals, what a person should be focused on in life. Praising Hashem, passing that on, singing to Hashem. That's just a beautiful thought in that pasuk. Hashem lahoshieni, Hashem said to save me. Unaginosai nenagein, and my songs we should play kol yimei chayenu, all the days of our life, al beis Hashem, and the temple, and the beis hamikdash of Hashem. This was the letter of Chizkiyo. A miraculous recovery and a dedication of how he's going to spend the remaining years of his life, and a letter that was publicized to the masses the way Chizkiyo thanks Hashem. Vayomer Yeshayo, Yeshaya Hanavi said, Yisu develas te'enim, lift up a cake of figs. When the figs dry out, they're pressed together. Even nowadays you buy them sometimes on a string or whatever. They're pressed together, the dry figs. In those days, once the figs dried out, they pressed them, And then you go to a place that cut you a slice of figs, you know, like a cake of cheese. They made a cake of figs. Let them lift up a develas ta'anim, a cake of figs. V'yimrechu al hashchin. And his deathly illness also had some type of abscess, some boils, shchin. And they should take that open wounds, the pus, and smear the place on it, this cake of figs. V'yechi, and it will heal. Chazal say this was a nes besoch nes, a miracle within a miracle, because that is not a good medical practice. Common medicine would dictate not to put a cake of figs on a boil. Again, I'm not sure exactly how the cake of figs reacts, but Rashi says, she'af bosar chai, even healthy flesh, she'nos nimolov develo masriach. If you cake on it, these figs, and the figs just sit on the skin, it causes the skin to deteriorate. It's not good. It ruins the skin by placing a cake of figs on it. And certainly if there's a boil, there's abscess, certainly it's detrimental. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes something that's machabel, that's injurious, and he puts it into a dover hamischabel, something that could be injured, but miraculously it's healed. And Yeshaya told him, take this develas ta'anim, v'yimrechu al hashchin, let them smear it on the boil, v'yechi, and it will heal. V'yomer Chizkiyo, mo'os. And Chizkiyo said, what is the sign, ki ele beis Hashem, that I will be able to go up to the beis hamikdash? Rashi says, mo'os, how good and how fitting is this sign, that the boil was healed, and likewise, my whole body will be healed, and I'll recover, and I see that the recovery is here, and I'll not just survive this illness, but I'll be able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll be able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. There was another sign, as we learned last week, the sun went back to 10 hours. But Chizkiyo here focuses on this miracle, that this would have been enough, just healing his boil. That's a clear sign that miracles will be done for him. And he's lived till the morning, he's lived till the next night, he seems to be on the road to recovery, and it will be a complete recovery that he'll come to the Beis HaMikdash. But as we learned, it wasn't just his personal private miracle that his boil, his abscess was healed, and likewise he'll be healed. But Hashem did a miracle that the whole world became aware of. The sun turned back 10 hours. It was almost nighttime, and all of a sudden it became the day. Perek Lamed Tes. Bo'esa hi sholach merodach baladon, ben baladon. At that time, merodach baladon, the son of baladon, sent a message. Melech Bavel, he was the king of Bavel, and he sent Sforim u'mincha el Chizkiyo. He sent letters, and he sent a mincha, a gift, to Chizkiyo. Vayishman, he heard ki cholo vayechzok. That Chizkiyo was ill, and he had recuperated. Rashi says, Merodach baladon ben baladon, used to eat 3 hours into the day. Got up in the morning, and he used to eat at that time. And then he took his morning nap. Got up, and then he slept till the afternoon, till 9 hours of the day. When the sun was turned back for Chizkiyo, so he woke up in the afternoon, he woke up at the 9 hours into the day, like he normally did. And he normally woke up, it was almost the nighttime. But instead of being in the nighttime, he could tell it was early morning because the clock had turned back. So instead of being late afternoon, it's early morning. So he assumed that he's just been sleeping and sleeping and sleeping through the whole day, through the whole night, and it's the next day. Now, if you're the king and you feel like you're wasting your life sleeping, and there's so much you can enjoy in this world, that's a tragedy, that he slept away his life. So Bigesh Larogas Kolavodov, he wanted to kill his servants. Amar, and he said, you allowed me to sleep a day and a night till the next day. You see the way a king feels bad if he's sleeping away his royalty. We should feel that way also if occasionally we sleep too long. You know, we're wasting our life. So he said to his servants, you left me sleeping so long. So they told him no. Everyone knows, they could see it was, you woke up your regular time, but miraculously the sun turned back. So he sent messengers to Chizkiyo, and he wanted to find out what exactly happened. Because Vayishma had heard that he was sick and he got better and he had this miraculous sign. Vayismach aleim Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo had a tremendous simcha. The story is more elaborated on in Divrei Hayomim. I'm just going to go through this parak quickly. But Vayismach aleim Chizkiyo, it says over there that Chizkiyo had a simcha that they came. Vayarim is called Esbeis Nechoso. And he showed them, the messengers, his whole treasure house. Es HaKesef, the silver, Ves HaZov, and the gold. Ves HaBesomim, the spices. Ves HaShemen HaTov, the fine oil. Either the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil that was used to anoint the Kohen Gadol, to anoint kings. The Shemen HaMishcha. Or it means the fine oil, like a perfumed oil, which was obviously a very, very special oil. The Eiskol Beis Kalev, his whole warehouse, all of his utensils, everything he had, Beis Kloshen Nimsabot Shrosa, whatever he had in his treasure house. There was nothing that Chizkiyo didn't show them. And when it says Lohayadovar, there was no word, there was nothing that he didn't show them. Rashi brings down, he even showed them a Sefer Torah. Af Sefer Torah. He showed them everything. The Vesa that was in his house, Uvachomem Shalto, and anything that was within his realm, he showed them everything. He had a tremendous simcha. Not necessarily a simcha that they came, because he knew that the people in Bavel didn't come because they cared for him or that they liked him, but they wanted to know what's going on. They're like spies to figure out what's going on. They heard that Chizkiyo got better. Sancheirov's army was destroyed. So Vayismach Aleihem, his simcha doesn't say Vayismach Bohem Chizkiyo. He had a simcha with them. It was a simcha on them. It was like a simcha that obviously Hashem had caused them to come. There was a siba, a cause that they came. His recovery. And this chain of events is what gladdened him. That Hashem has healed him. And even the Goyim are now coming to find out what happened. And now he made a mistake. In his joy and in his simcha of what Hashem did for him, he felt he should show them all of the abundance what Hashem did for him. Not just kept him alive, but take a look at how successful his malchus is, especially now he had all the wealth from Sancheiriv's army, all the booty and the spoils. So he showed them everything. But he seemed to credit it as if it was his. The Malbim elaborates exactly how this fits in with what it says in Divrei Hayomim. The Pasuk over there says that he was Gova Libo, that his he became like haughty, he was proud of all that he had accomplished. Vahil of Ketzef, there was an anger from Hashem that he didn't direct it as if it's all a miracle from Hashem. Vayova Yishayo Hanovi. Yishayo Hanovi came al HaMelech Chizkiyo to the King Chizkiyo. Vayomrei Lov. And Yishayo Hanovi said to him, Mo Omru Hu Anoshim Hu Eile. What did these people say to you? And from where are they coming? Vayomer Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo said, Me Eretz Rechoka Bo Eli. They came from a faraway land. Mi Bovel. From Bovel. And here the Malbim again notices every phrase, and he's medayik, he's exacting. First of all, the questions seem to be out of order. First you should ask, where do they come from? And then ask, what did they say? Instead of asking, what was the message that they conveyed? What were their words? And then like an afterthought, by the way, where did they come from? First ask where they come from, and then what do they say? And Chizkiyo doesn't even answer what they say. All he says is they come from a distant land, from Bava, where they came from. He doesn't say their words. And not only that, but they must have known where the land of Bavel is. Why is he telling Yeshaya it's a distant land from Bavel? And the way the Malbim explains, Yeshaya HaNavi was rebuking Chizkiyo. What did they say to you? What was the conversation and the dialogue that somehow caused you to show off your wealth? Why did you do it? What did they say to you? And Chizkiyo realized he was wrong. And he knew that Yeshaya HaNavi was aware what had happened. So he didn't address that issue because he knew he was wrong. The question of where they came from. You shouldn't have shown the other people the wealth. If anything, you're going to cause them to be jealous and to come back to Eretz Yisrael and try to capture it for themselves. So that Chizkiyo addressed. May Eretz Rechoka bo Eli. They came from a distant land. In my mind, I thought of Bavel as being distant because the people in Bavel didn't really have to do much with the people in Eretz Yisrael. The enemies that you find earlier were other nations, Aram and Midian and Ammon and Moab. You find the other nations, the Plishtim, many times. But Bavel didn't really have too much of an interaction with Eretz Yisrael. So I thought of them as a distant land, and I thought there'd be no harm in showing them what I had. Vayomer, so Yeshaya HaNavi said, Moreover, Vesech, what do they see in your house? Vayomer Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo says, Es Kosher Bevesiro, I showed them whatever was in my house. Lo Hayadover Asher Lo Hirisim, there was nothing that I did not show them. Both Shrosoy in my treasure house. Vayomer Yeshayo El Chizkiyo, so Yeshaya HaNavi said to Chizkiyo, Shema Devar Hashem Tzavakos. Hear the word of Hashem. Hinei yomim boim. Days are coming. V'nisa kol asher b'veisecha. You show them all of those treasures. The day is coming. They're going to lift that away. And they're going to carry it with them. V'asher otzru avosecha. And what your fathers stored up ad hayom hazeh. What's been accumulated over the centuries. What's been saved up. It's all going to get carried away to Bavel. You showed it to these people, they're going to end up taking it away. Bavel will take it away. Lo yivoser dovar, Amar Hashem. Nothing will remain. Umi banecha asher yetsu mimcha. And from your sons, asher yetsu mimcha, that come out from you, your own flesh and blood. Asher toli, the ones that you will give birth to. Yikochu. They're going to take your descendants. V'hoyu sarisim. And they'll be officers. Beheichal melech Bavel. In the palace of the king of Bavel. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Those leaders, after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when we were in Bavel, they came from the royal lineage. From your children, they'll now be officers in the palace of the king of Bavel. That was the message of Yeshaya. Vayomer Chizkiyo el Yeshayahu. And Chizkiyo says back to Yeshayo Anovi. Tov devar Hashem asher dibarta. Good is the word of Hashem that you've spoken. Vayomer, and he said, Ki yeh shalom ve'emes biyomoy. At least there'll be peace and truth in my own days. It seems a very callous, strange response. He's just told that he showed off all of the wealth and it's going to be carried away to Bavel. Obviously the destruction came because Klal Yisrael destroyed it. But there's a message why Bavel was the one to do it. You showed it to the king of Bavel. Bavel's going to take it away. And instead of feeling I made a mistake or it's a tragedy, Chizkiyo says, oh, that's good news. At least it'll be good in my lifetime. But the Malbim explains, the truth is, there's a prophecy for good will be fulfilled. A prophecy for bad is always pending. Because a prophecy for bad, if we do tshuva and we change our ways, it won't come to be. Chizkiyo is told over here a number of good pieces of news. First of all, he's obviously told he's going to have children. And nothing will happen now. Sancheiv's army was just destroyed. He'll have children. And whatever punishment will come will not be yet. Your children, your descendants, will have this problem. So Tov Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta. The word of Hashem that you spoke is good. Vayomer, and he said, Ki yeh shalom ve'emes b'yomoy. There'll be peace and truth in my lifetime. In my lifetime, it'll be good. So that promise will be fulfilled. Now, it is true, the next generation and in future generations, there's a problem that it's already foretold in a prophecy that there'll be an exile to Bavel. But that can be changed with tshuva. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. At least for now, there'll be peace and truth. I just wanted to, now the next perek, which we'll discuss next week, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, this is the Haftorah for Shabbos, Nachamu, to Klai Yisrael to be comforted. And the Mari Chorus is a beautiful connection between what we just learned and the next perek. And he says as follows, Chizkiyo said it was good, because obviously he's going to have children, and they'll be good in his lifetime. But he still should have davened for us. That it was decreed that unless they do tshuva, there's going to be an exile to Bavel. Bishvilo, because of him, v'lobikish, and he didn't daven. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chizkiyo shehoyelo lenachem eschem. Chizkiyah should have comforted you. He should have done something. Ve'enu menachem es Yerushalayim. And he doesn't comfort Yerushalayim. And again, we know the concern. We've learned so much about what Chizkiyah did for Yerushalayim, what he did for Torah, what he did for Klal Yisrael, what he did for Hashem. But in this, at this point, he made a mistake and he didn't comfort them. Ve'enu mevakesh rachamim al Yisrael. He's not asking, he's not davening for them. Eloi says, Tov she'iyah shalom v'emes b'yomoy, as long as it's good in my lifetime. So Hashem says, if Chizkiyo won't comfort you, hareini menachem es Yerushalayim, so I will be the one to comfort Yerushalayim, and that's what we're going to learn next week. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Hashem says, I'll be the one to comfort you.